9103, go ahead.
Okay, fire that was on scene says that there's no injuries, so there's no longer any emergency personnel here. Looks like we're just waiting for towing. But again, traffic's backed up really bad going eastbound, and like I say, totally blocked eastbound. But we're moving, or totally blocked westbound. We're moving eastbound, though.
Okay, so just to be clear, we're moving eastbound, it's blocked westbound.
Correct. But I know these 19s that are headed out to Mount Scott will probably be delayed. Traffic's going, it's backed up all the way to Milwaukee at least. And I don't know, it might even be backed up on Milwaukee.
Okay, I copy. So if I were to put them on reroute using 28th to Holgate to 17th to McLaughlin, can I get them back on, so you know that little cloverleaf by Westmoreland tennis courts? Am I able to use that little cloverleaf to get them back onto Bybee?
So, yeah, you're talking about the buses to Mount Scott?
Well, you said westbound is what's blocked. So they're heading to, this would be heading to Portland.
Yeah, so they're going to go regular to Woodstock at 28th, right 28th, left Holgate, right Milwaukee to regular.
Okay, so we're just bypassing the rest of Selwood then, because I was going to have them backtrack down McLaughlin. Like, so it would be everything you said, but when they got to Holgate and 17th, left 17th, and then left onto McLaughlin down to that little cloverleaf on the, you know, under, you, when they go under the Bybee Street overpass, there's a little cloverleaf that'll get them back onto Bybee. But you're saying just bypass it?
No, I see what you're saying. That actually makes a lot of sense. That way they won't miss. Yes, they will be able to do that. The cloverleaf is moving if they're coming off of McLaughlin. That's a great idea.
Okay, I'll get that reroute out. Thank you. 1528.